Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today I want to bring a message I have entitled Religious Repentance.
Yet asama in the Yabakano Yatunizin de Oye Nipa Nishise in Sasher.
And we are going to take a text from Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
Na yebe yen short some if Roman forma little de be ni jim kor na epie.
I'm going to do a quick introduction.
And
we are going to look at some features of religious repentance. And then we will end up looking at some dangers of religious repentance. I believe that this message is relevant to every believer. In our bid to bring people to Christ. Also, so that we can manage our transitions and the changes God wants us to do or have in our lives, we can manage them properly.
That's
one of the struggles that believers have is concerning changing. People change, but somehow they see that they don't really change. Perhaps it's because the foundation for the change is a religious one and not the kingdom one. All human beings are struggling with change. Various organizations struggle with their change management. They find it very difficult to manage their cultures and how they should change attitudes and change their way of life in those organizations, in the church, in individual lives. So we want to look at what Jesus Christ says, his take on the subject of change, changing.
Na yebeka safa Jesus na dwina offer in satro.
Romans 12 verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Or be changed by renewing your mind. That you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The Bible is telling us that the will of God can be broken into three. The good, the acceptable, and the perfect. God wants us to change or transition or be transformed from the good, from the acceptable to the perfect. I Actually, if you look at the scripture, you will understand that what shows that a person has renewed his mind is that the person is able to prove the good will, the acceptable will, and the perfect will. If you cannot differentiate between them, then your mind is not really renewed.
Naza Obama Yehude Ubi Wasisama Weko do in Pempenda Otimuno on ye de ny panarabja to no wetuna wehu and sonsunede eyi oye eyi odentem na eyi otsibuhino or beji atum them.
God wants us to aim for the perfect, his perfect will.
Na nyamene pen de ye bezimu a oye emuza obie be.
The perfect will of God.
Nyamene peno.
His perfect will was revealed to us by the perfect one called Jesus Christ. But before the perfect one, Jesus came to show us the perfect will. Other prophets and other men of God came to show us the good will and the acceptable will.
Na nkomshefo na akenzifo beya wo petrehen de eyi oye oye nyame ne pani.
So in the Bible you come across things recorded in the Bible, written in the Bible, they may not necessarily be the perfect will of God, which Jesus Christ, the one who brought to us the kingdom, wants us to pursue.
Na yehu de trosem watro ezeme bia yebeke de eyi zi oye nyame ne pe na Jesus Beno, or ma yehu ensonsuno om de nyamene pa ozimu na epa owo nyamena semu onye ni na na owie peye.
You may say about those things that you read, you know, by the prophets Moses and Elijah and David and all those people, you may say that but God accepted it, God was okay with it. I read it in the Bible that God was okay with it. But ladies and gentlemen, that was the good will. That was the acceptable will. Jesus, the perfect one, comes to show us the perfect will, which is his will that is done in the heavenly kingdom. He came to show us the will of God in the heavenly kingdom. What is done there, he modeled it so that we can also on this earth go beyond the good, go beyond the acceptable, and embrace what Jesus alone brought, which is the perfect will of God, the kingdom will of God.
Na yehu wo trust him there. Moses na enkom shefo na ezikanfuli bi wo chere hen there. Zayegitun there. Men wiaze se wabrabo no ebo brother o. E wiaze eni enton awan enye bibia onya. Yehu ni there oye na oso eni na Jesus be no obechere hen ma yetanse there. Ahimanu ma ozimu papa ewie no owo so ahime. And onu na onu Jesus Christ ozi brehen there. Yesi bobo hen bra na yetu na yesi ananso.
So when the Lord Jesus Christ came on earth,
now, Abra Jesus,
his first message was about changing. Before he brought the message of change, which we call in Christian language repentance, other prophets, other people were preaching repentance. And he also came to preach repentance. Or changing. There was a difference between what Jesus Christ preached concerning our changing and what was existing in those among those religious people.
Na enso sunu wo Jesus ne in satra otibe de ye besa san hen adwene ho na in satra enkomshefo na ezikanfo wo de ne ezikire hen.
So there is repentance and there is repentance.
Na in satra na in satra ho.
There is kingdom repentance and there is religious repentance.
Ye wo ahimanmu in satra na ye wo nipa so ne in satra ho.
Kingdom repentance is the perfect one that Jesus Christ came to preach.
Na ahimanmu in satra no oni ne Jesus Christ.
So here comes our dearest Jesus,
Jesus
preaching change to the Jewish people. Jewish people attended church. They engaged in the work of God. They studied the Bible. Actually, from their infancy, they are taught to memorize and recite the Torah, the laws of Moses. So why did Jesus Christ come to preach repentance or changing to them? Because they knew God already. They knew the Bible. They attended to the synagogues and the temples. And they loved the Lord. The repentance or the change that Jesus Christ came preaching to them was a change from religion to the kingdom. So his message to them was not for them to stop loving God. His message was that they should love God the kingdom way. His message was not for the Jewish people to stop doing God's work, but to do it the kingdom way. It was not for them to stop studying the Bible, but to have a kingdom understanding of the Bible. It was not for the Jewish people to stop knowing God, but to know him in a kingdom way. Because there is a religious way of knowing God and a kingdom way of knowing God. So, ladies and gentlemen, the repentance or the change Jesus came preaching is relevant to everybody. Whether you are God loving or you are somebody who attends church or the gathering of saints. Changing is still relevant to you. Whether you study the Bible, you know God, you are a servant of God, still repentance is relevant to you. If I changing from religion to kingdom was not only Jesus' first message, but when he resurrected and then he came, or as it were, he revealed himself to the seven Asia Minor churches.
Na Jesus obeno onye de oka in such any day what has in owe no sono or quena okaka in such any tree asor isono.
When the glorified Jesus met his church on earth and he was addressing his church on earth.
Na Abra Jesus Oshia Nasor was asidina orka in such an assumption on.
If you read Revelations chapter 2 and chapter 3, you will see that one thing runs through it. He was telling his church, repent, every one of them except one or so. Is it the Philadelphia church? But every one of them, he says that change, because I'm coming, change. And he was talking to his church.
Na yeshe asama odzima ejitre asor na oye nitsi ebie na ebasana. Asor eson nimu esia ma okechon na inde one sister when inara no ye abra no okechon de one sister osan de oreba.
Jesus was not talking about religious changing, which was taking place and was good, was acceptable. He was talking about the one that he brought, he preached.
Na onye insetra oso nipe ni na nipa jitu no na oye insetra ono irazi na otifisor ozabrehen.
Because religious repentance is very close to kingdom repentance, that if you don't take care, you say, Pastor, repenting is the same thing. After all, we see it in the Bible. It is good. It is isn't it better than this one and all that? But God is telling us that don't be conformed to the world. Don't be conformed to the world's way of changing. Be transformed to the kingdom way, that you can be able to prove that yes, this is good, yes, this is acceptable, but this one is what the perfect one brought, that his will in the heavenly kingdom will be his will that is done in his church. Even up till now, I believe that it is possible that when the glorified Jesus should reveal himself to his church right now, I am very sure that his message will not be any other than the one that he spoke in Revelations 2 and 3, that repents because I am coming.
Now trust on my yet today. Oye de yesisa na yesisa hena dwen fi za onye ho onye de ebeke de awuna obi a onkwaso in sexual mind de ebi a awese no msa ba won dwemedi mo na dwen ekwa na bo fodi ho bibia oye pepepe na in sexual Jesus no orika no ye in sexual oye ahemani mo in sexual de worebotu na ehu de in sesa owo mu no eyi onye za oso nipa enyu nkotin ana onye za nipa ojitum nkotin but ma otsi mu wie no ono na eti yeduma na me jisi de Jesus Osana ba asama wasi baba no onye sunsun ifiza osas orkade sesa sesa osande yichre ebien na ebasa no osi won sesa.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Let's now look at some signs of religious repentance, and I'm doing these things not as an end, but as a foundation for what, by God's permission, I will teach you maybe next week on kingdom repentance, so that you can clearly be able to differentiate when you have known the religious one and I show you the kingdom one, it becomes clearer to you.
Yeah, Bosha, a hawa or war, nipa, ne in Saturna, in Zama, nipa jitumide, or ye in Saturn, na yesha, or no in Shredder, or now could sing in. Na ye boko do na yeshi ye za yezi ye fapim. Na ye boko do na yeshi anyamye na duma depena ode nenino. Na ye tu na yatasi ye. Ama ye hunson sunia. Owo nyipa in sechre na za nyame opede ye yenimo.
Let's look at the first feature of religious repentance. John chapter 2.
Yeshe azekra odan su ude. Eyi oye nyipa ne in sechre. John, woman,
verse 23 to 25. Religious repentance is changing because of signs and wonders. Changing because of signs and wonders. The Jewish people like to change because of signs and wonders. But anytime they requested Jesus that show us a sign and all that, Jesus intentionally refused it.
It
doesn't mean that signs and wonders are bad.
It doesn't
mean that we should not believe in signs and wonders and do signs and wonders. You and I know that Jesus Christ did many signs and wonders. Like in John chapter 2, verse
23 to 25.
Now, when he was in Jerusalem,
Jerusalem.
At the Passover, during the feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs which he did. Why did they believe in his name? Because of the signs and wonders they saw. Look at Jesus' reaction to them. But Jesus did not commit himself to them. Who are the them? Those who believed in him because of signs and wonders.
Now Jesus one fanu ho anhye hone nsa o san na okede oho na wajinizi no oho na wo hu awonwadwuma no na wokede wajinizi no Jesus one fanu pe anhye hone nsa.
He did not commit himself, his person, to them.
One fan ni ni person no one fan anhye hone nsa.
Because he knew all men.
O san de onyinipe nyinara.
He knew how human beings are.
Onyi mosa nyipe biara se.
Up till now God knows how human beings are.
Na yerika se sisi anyame onyi
and had no need that anyone should testify of man, because he knew what was inside man. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ did not commit himself to people who were believers, you know, who believed because of signs and wonders.
Now Jesus one fan who and to nipanudo o san de what she amwajuma ono na wanwaza Jesus nakasa oye ni tu.
And it is the same today.
Na the mara so na otsi wohenim.
I said it is the same today.
The mara so na otsi wohenim brim.
There are people who change because of signs and wonders.
Na yewo enkofa wosisa o san amwajuma na esenchenia wo huni.
There are believers who change because of signs and wonders.
Na yewo adjective bia wosisa o san amwaze na esenchenia wo huni.
But that is a weak foundation for any lasting change.
Na eyi ye fapima ogu ana onye kra wo de ye besisa afibo.
In your life, because of signs and wonders, you may decide to change as a believer. Stop doing something to do something which you know is better. But I want you to understand that signs and wonders doesn't give a good foundation for change.
Na amamaze na sentrene no o ma fapim papa de yebesisan.
Only the person of Jesus is the surest foundation that the Bible says that no one can lay.
Na Jesus de ozin ho to ho no oni ni fapim papa obiara intum nye dam fapim no emo.
Up till now they are believers and they are people in this world who, because they believe because of signs and wonders, Jesus doesn't commit his person to them. They may know all his principles, believe me. They may even know the performance of Jesus, but himself, his person, which is the change element, they may not have.
Now, obi no moha was searching one again. Was the same Osan in Sentinel and Waza, Wahuinity. Nasa Yaban there, Jesus Ninu Pesu, Nipa, on Jesus, Oya, wanting to Namawani mind the Pia, when you Jesus, a corner offered you a little man, and Zama Otase, Unia Owen Narawani, Nanso, wanting Jesus Ninu Pasuno, one funny tune.
In this world, you may know all the principles of Jesus.
When you Jesus, now corner Otta Fadi and Isa,
you may know his performance, he died for me on the cross and everything.
When you Mukwanda, oh Jesus, you who are sent.
But I came to tell you today that that is not enough, believer. You need a revelation of his person. Because when he reveals himself to you, your change is a kingdom type. Your change nobody can take away from you. People who believe or change because of signs and wonders, they will need signs and wonders to sustain the change.
Now, on one of what's the sign there? When you are in Central Nina in na what's not in.
Such people will always be longing for what gave birth to them. And they will always compel that they see signs and wonders like the Jewish people. But listen to me, dear believer. Pray for yourself that God reveal Jesus to me.
Amen.
Because when you know Jesus, when he reveals himself to you, you will change without knowing that you have even changed. It will be an effortless change. And because it is the person of Jesus that made you change, a revelation of Jesus that made you change, you will only need a revelation of Jesus Christ to sustain the change, or as it were, you will only long for the revelation of Jesus, what gave birth to you. So you will see that you know him progressively from one level to the other, and you always long for that. I want to see Jesus. I want more of Jesus. Yes, I may know from all the Bible all his principles, but it is not enough to practice the principles of Jesus. I want to have fellowship and a closeness with him, with himself, with his person. Jesus did not commit his person to those who believed in him because of signs and wonders.
In this life,
one error will always give birth to another error until you go back and correct the error. And the right thing that you are now walking in, you will see that it will give birth effortlessly. You see that it will give birth to other right things in your life.
Amen.
Nicodemus was one such person who believed in Jesus because of the signs and wonders that he saw in Jerusalem. So just after that scripture we read, John chapter 2, in John chapter 3, there was a man called Nicodemus. He came to Jesus by night and said, "Master, we know you are a teacher come from God, because no one can do these signs that you do except God is with him." And Jesus Christ said to him, "I am telling you, Nicodemus, you are a religious person. You believe because of the signs and wonders that you saw me do in Jerusalem. You have come to see me in person. And I am telling you, Nicodemus, that although you are religious, although you are a Pharisee, although you love God, although you understand the Bible, although you do all the work of God and all that, except you are born from the heavenly kingdom, you cannot see the heavenly kingdom. You can't understand kingdom things because your foundation is wrong."
Now, you pack around open here, rising in chain or first meme. One done was there, obedient also. You never raise Jesus, but maybe so I said, "Was Sunday if you name her or far is Mazi, not occur Jesus war." Now, a year, John, no woman, Nitsi, Ebasa, Nasha Serokona, you born there. Nicodemus, all first Mazi Kohu, Jesus, no catching there. Erase, meaning there in Chetra, etcetera. And was that a year? You prepare a new one, Bessia, Wuna, Ofi, Benina, Bessia, Vienna, why ye? Jide nyame na Jesus kede susampara de eye chechere ni enyi mosa trosam otse na echeche trosam no se ansesa wo sunsuma de ahemanu mu de wobo wo fofra entum na ente ahemanu mu ase enti se za sunsum wahye no amon ho kwana de wobo wo fofra enya chefa wo ahemanu mu.
Jesus sought to change his foundation, and he told him, "Nicodemus, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will not perish." That scripture was spoken to Nicodemus to correct him. So now his focus came on the love of God, the person of God. Because Jesus Christ had to help him to see the kingdom, enter the kingdom, to experience the kingdom. Because unless it takes place, kingdom things will be like sin to you. You see, you will be a believer, you'll be in church, you'll be listening to, you know the principle, you can sing all the anointed songs. But kingdom things will be hidden to you.
Now, yeshe Jesus, Nicodemus, okay, in some mina, all my Jesus fans, now, okay, Jesus, or there, or you naran, let Jesus catch and there, in the other world will fulfill. Now, I will fulfill him now, or there, the Zitrani there, se Obiara, we se Dembre, Yamito, Yazi, now, or Zeneba Cope, or the baby, Yasino. The Obiara obejiniba ezino na obenya inkwa onye wie okodu esiana ose nya wanjine ezino onye inkwa enti hono na odinezi na bia ekwa sor eka nyame nasem etonyuma ngusrate echi se wanwo fofora enya chefa ana enya ejitra oye nipa oye Jesus ana ahiman ne mujitre no ba de bia no ebetete nsuneni na ehude o amem wo minim wo minim but oye de ye do ne ye ko nsunu nechi ye.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.